Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor this show: Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Beth Davis Independent Beauty Guide with Lime Life, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Are any of you following The Great American Read on PBS? Our local channel is 4, UNC TV. After surveying American readers, 100 books were chosen as finalists to be named America's favorite novel of all time. The list includes the usual suspects, like The Great Gatsby, To Kill a Mockingbird, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Anne of Green Gables, 1984, and Charlotte's Web, among others. There are also several titles that I have heard of but not read, and a few that are brand new to me. If you haven't been following this series of shows, please go to the PBS website, pbs.org, The Great American Read, and check it out. Since it was first announced, I've been following along and voting for my favorite books, and feverishly trying to read the ones on the list that I haven't already read. And that's proving to be a complete and total delight. I'm reading books that I may not have otherwise tried because they're out of my comfort zone. And I'm enjoying them. And I'm recommending them to friends. And my friends are enjoying them. And isn't all that part of what makes reading so much fun? For instance, early on in this adventure, I read The Brief, Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao, and that's spelled W-A-O. It's by Juno Diaz. This is a funny, tragic, amazing tale of a misfit who is equally misunderstood in his native Dominican Republic and in America. I love this book so much, I started recommending it, and one of my much younger colleagues, an English teacher and fellow avid reader, bought a copy. He swears it's one of the best books he's ever read, and this man is well read. Not all has gone so well on my quest of finishing all the Great American Read books, though. For instance, I tried Colson Whitehead's The Intuitionist. While I know this guy's a talented writer, I just could not get into the premise and plot and storyline of this speculative tale of elevator inspectors in an unnamed city in an unnamed time period. It's purported to contain all kinds of great symbolism, but I just couldn't get past continually wondering where and when it was set and how the story was going to make sense and allow me to connect. And for the past 20 years or so, I've had a policy of giving books a 50-page chance. If they don't grab me by then, I move to the next on my list. Another example of a reading fail in this Great American Reads journey is one by Kurt Vonnegut. In the past, I've really liked a lot of his often offbeat work. But The Sirens of Titan, which is on the Great American Read list, leaves me cold and uninterested. In this novel, the richest man on earth has a chance to travel through time and space. This guy is also pretty self-centered and just gets on my nerves, though. There are other factors that make this book hard for me to like, but I won't get into all that right now. Again, after about 50 pages, I'm ready to move on to something else. Overall, though, this quest of reading the books I haven't read has led me to some amazing titles that I probably otherwise would have missed. Right now, I'm almost finished with Americana. It's spelled A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N-A-H, and it's by a Nigerian author whose name I will totally mutilate if I try to pronounce it, so I won't. This beautifully written novel takes readers along on the often unpleasant journey of people who try to immigrate from African countries to America or England. It is eye-opening and heartbreaking and uplifting and often anger-inducing. Mostly, though, it reminds us that we are all the same inside, regardless of nationality or religion or political party or race or gender. But we all tend to forget that. Again, if you haven't checked out The Great American Read on PBS, please do so. I'm having a great time with it. And once again, thank you for listening and happy reading.